Welcome to All About TRH, aka All About the Truth. Today is a bonus episode. We're giving All About TRH listeners an exclusive Patreon episode. So this is coming straight from Patreon. In this episode, you'll see what we discuss on Patreon. And if you'd like to join us on Patreon after this episode and support us, gals, you can click the link on the episode details of Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and there will be a link to our Patreon where we have two different memberships. If not, we still wanted to show you some thanks for supporting us by giving you guys an extra episode. Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Happy Sunday, everyone. Hi, cousins.
Hey, cousins.
I just have to tell you guys a funny story before we get into what the stuff we're going to talk about. So my aunt calls me right now.
It's very cousin-like.
Yeah, it's so cousin-like. So Chantel's mom makes this Middle Eastern cheese that I love and that I eat, and she always gives me a bag. For some reason, she made the cheese and she didn't give me the bag. The reason I found out is because Chantel's sister snapped me her eating the cheese, like all relaxed eating morning cheese, like Middle Eastern cheese. So I was like, ew, like your mom didn't bag me one this time. So I guess Chantel is at her mom's right now, and she went and told her mom. So her mom literally calls me and she's like, oh my God, Roxanne, I don't know how I forgot. And I was like, yeah, you forgot. I was like, especially this time right now when I'm so pregnant. And she's like, okay, you know what? You take Chantel's and I'll make Chantel new one. The one thing about our aunts is like, they really will treat us the same as they treat their kids.
No, she literally was, no, and she has one last bag in her freezer. So she's like, give this to her. I was like, no, like, this is yours.
Yeah. So she's like, okay, you know what? Tuesday, I'm going to make some and I'm going to send it with your mom. And I was like, yeah, you better.
Oh my God. Do you like Thirsty or no?
Which is, yeah, I do like that. But
oh, okay.
Does she make that too?
Yeah, like last time I came over, she gave me a bag of cheese, Thirsty. She made two things of Thirsty, which we don't even really, I like it, but I don't eat it like that. And so,
it's
just
nice because it's like these Middle Eastern dishes that especially like my kids will eat. And of course, of all moms, my mom is the one who doesn't like cook them or who doesn't do any of that stuff. She goes to her sister's house and she just mooches off of them. So I'm like, mom, like it sucks that you don't do any of that. But I mean, we could learn. But
yeah, we should start doing it on like the weekends.
I know. Okay. We're not at that point in our lives yet. So anyways, I'm sorry, guys. I just had to tell you because it just happened. But you guys, Chantel, what do you think we're going to talk about on this episode?
I'm hoping Jersey.
Well, obviously, I mean, all the questions are literally related to the trailer. But can we talk about Thirsty Foodalypse for a second? This is what this episode is going to be about because I am just so shooketh right now. So when the trailer came out, we saw John Fuda. And if you guys notice in the trailer when he's like yelling at Teresa and shouting insults to Teresa and she's cool, calm, and collective, which she acted the whole time, in that trailer, do you understand that he's smirking when he is saying this stuff? Because he had planned to say this. Like, he was like, all right, what comments am I going to have to go back at them? Like, what am I going to say to them to insult them? So he's like smirking, thinking this is my moment. This is whatever. So anyways, the trailer comes out. We actually see Foodalypse more than we see Bravo Lover 1234, which is a big red flag. Like, he is scary. And so it comes out and some people are probably talking about him and how he speaks to women. What does he do? He directly reaches out to Two Teas in a Pod, which they have a successful podcast, right? And he says, I want to get my side out there about the trailer. The show hasn't even started yet.
No, and this is too much. This is too much. Like, he needs to be already
husband,
put, he needs to be put on a gag order. Like, why isn't he getting in trouble?
But the reason that he doesn't get – the ladies, by the way, will watch. You'll see throughout the season they're not allowed to say anything about anything. And basically they – I feel like production will, like, scare them and be like, okay, you'll get a fine and possibly get in trouble where you'll get fired type of thing where they get scared. It's their job. So they won't say much. And that's why, like, I feel like they don't talk about – the show, especially because what they were doing last year in the beginning, a lot of them were just talking so much about it. But yeah, the guys, I don't think the guys should have a gag order because they're not getting paid really or anything. But I mean, some of them are, like Princess does. But I still, I just don't understand what he's doing. It's just the show hasn't even come out. Why? At least wait till the episode. Granted, Chantel, we've talked to husbands before or boyfriends, and I do love hearing their perspective, but we're the ones reaching out to them and saying, please come on our podcast. We want to hear your side. Please come on, especially if like it's like a housewife trashing them. But this is him trashing a housewife and then going out to Two Teas in the Pod. He's already been on two podcasts. He's been on Bravo Bros podcast, and then he's been on Kim D's podcast. Both podcasts where no one's ever challenged him. So he's just like said his truth. You've only had a trailer out and you're trying to get your truth out there. And it's like the thirst. Chantel, imagine if your husband did stuff like this.
No, it's like it's a giving. It's too like you said, I'm okay with hearing your guy's side if he was being wrongfully, like, you know,
accused. Yeah.
But it's like the fact that you're going above and beyond more than your wife, and like you're trying to become a star more than your wife is very, very, very concerning. It's
I mean, not cute. People I magazine almost, thing too. Like
it's almost to the point that like I like when the season starts, like I don't want to talk about him because I don't want him to get excited. Like he gets excited when we talk about him.
It's weird. He gets excited, but then he doesn't. Because remember I told you guys he emailed me at like 3 a.m. and every time he would respond, it would be around 3 a.m. and it was his email and everything. And he wanted me to take something off of our website because when you Googled his name, it was on the first page. So he cares deeply what people think of him, but it's like no one's going to change their opinion on you with you talking. And someone DM'd us and they said, Chantel, they were like, silence is confidence. When you're so loud, like John Fuda is, it's insecurities pouring out. Like anyone, but for him to reach out specifically to Two Teas in a Pod is what was so concerning.
Yeah. It's like, if they don't care, you're not even on their radar for them to come at you.
Right.
Like that's how, like you had one small little moment in the trailer and you think that it's enough for you, like for you to be on their podcast for.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And like you said, they did not reach out to them or anything. So it's like, I wonder what they're going to do now. Like, I wonder if they're going to say, yeah, come on. Or they're probably going to be like, yeah, you know what? Come on when the episode actually airs. But it's like, Tamra is in a really good place with Teresa. And so I hope that Tamra, if he does come on, actually challenges him. But like, I also feel like it's like cheap of them to allow him on for no reason. And I know they would talk mad shit if it was any other husband. Like, let's say right now, Dorit's husband was like doing this. Like, Teddy would have so much to say. Or if it was like Anne-Marie's husband or, you know, just chasing, they would all have so much to say. So I hope they're like, this is a major red flag that he's contacting us and saying, I want to come on your pod when he's already been on Kim D's and Bravo Bros, but now he wants to be like really on the Top Dogs podcast.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know.
It's too much. It's really too much, you guys.
But what's wrong with Bravo Lover 1234? It's clear as day that John Fuda does whatever the hell he wants, because if my husband ever did that, he wouldn't be my husband, to be quite honest.
I honestly think he really is giving Joe Gorga like a run for his money.
He's 100 times worse than Joe Gorga.
Yeah.
At least at the end of the day, I know some of you guys may disagree, but we were at BravoCon. People do like Princess Gorga. I feel like that's why they've gotten as far as they have, not because of Melissa, but because of Joe. He has this like likable way and he's very good with fans, where it's like Thirsty Fuda hasn't even had a chance to have fans yet. So all we see is like this crazy side. Keep in mind when he DM'd me, he was emailing me and I was respectful and I said, I'm not taking it down. Like, it's just not happening. Like I was being so respectful and all that stuff. And obviously he like blocked me and had his wife block me, or his wife just blocked us or whatever, but he blocked me on all accounts and stuff. But I don't know. He is mortifying.
I'm so scared to see what happens this season.
That's how you know it's going to be so wild. But I swear, you guys, after the season, there's no way that major changes are not going to happen. There's just no way. And just so you guys know, and I don't know if you guys ask this on our Ask Us portion, but with the dinner, let me give my daughter my phone because she's crawling here and she wants to talk to me. And I'm going to be one of those moms so I can finish this segment. There you go. Oh, gosh. Sorry. Don't judge, you guys. Chantel, what was I saying?
You said that when the dinner happens in the show.
So when the dinner happens, the reason that they're meeting is to honestly make peace. At that dinner, you will see that John Fuda comes in there because the whole storyline is going to be something about drug dealer. Like, he was a drug dealer in the past. Like, we all know he was. He was also, like, he allegedly robbed and all that stuff. So, and for someone who has a past like that to come at a woman and talk about something that they know was, like, all on Juicy Joe. I don't care what anyone says. If people are like, no, Teresa knew what she was signing. No, she didn't, dude. No, she didn't. Because, like, at the end of the day, we heard Kyle Richards doesn't look. I said I don't look. A lot of women don't look. And is it stupid of us? Yes. But whatever. Anyways, so Teresa and Louis, they come in there and they're completely calm and collect. Like, they're good. And they allow Thirsty Fuda Lips in that dinner to kind of defend himself, his name, his reputation, yada, yada, yada. And then when they finally are ready to talk, he just snaps because he's demanding apologies. And he's like, you need to apologize. He thinks he's on a mafia show. No, he really thinks that they're like on like a mafia show. And it's like, this is the Real Housewives, not the Real Husbands.
Oh my gosh. Like, I really cannot.
Yeah, you guys are going to get so heated. I think we all are.
No, I really think that we need to watch. I keep saying it, but we need to do a live of me and you watching the first episode at least.
Yeah. Well, we said we were going to do like a party with our friends, so we'll see.
Oh, okay. The first episode? Well, okay. Well, yeah, we'll do that.
You said that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, what? From your party, so I don't know.
It's May 4th?
May 5th. It's May Cinco 5th. De Mayo.
Oh, wow. They did it on – but they did it on a Sunday?
Isn't that – wait, you guys, this is actually super interesting that they did it on a Sunday. I am shocked by this. I personally feel like Sundays are failure days.
Yeah, that's like – that's what my friend Alex said. He said that Bravo, when they put them on Sundays, it's where they go to die.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Sundays are failure days. It's just – and like, let's say Married to Medicine. I love Married to Medicine. Ratings were okay. Potomac, ratings not that great. They always – during the week, especially midweek, like a Tuesday or Wednesday, is prime spots for these shows.
Yeah, so why would they do that?
I am so shocked about this.
Like, what else do they have? They have Vanderpump on Tuesday. They have Summer House on Thursday. Like, you have Wednesday open, and you have other slots open on Wednesday and Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't know why they would do that. I do think Sunday is the worst day. For example, like me, I'm like a mom and I'm just like so beat by the Sunday, the weekend, and I'm not like hyped for a show or something. You know, your whole routine's kind of off on the weekend. So I don't know. I don't like shows on Sundays, or I'll have planned Sunday evenings. So where during the week, I'm kind of home a lot.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't like it. I don't think it's a good idea. So I mean, we'll see, because they could always change it, but not – it's just weird. But I do like that the season premiere is on Cinco de Mayo.
Okay. We'll have some margaritas and chips and salsa.
And I can drink then. Oh, my gosh, you guys. Okay. Anyways, so let's get to our Ask Us section. Okay, I guess we're going light and we're talking about ourselves, which some of you might get a little annoyed. But they said, how's married life for Chantel? Jessica said that.
Oh, hey, girl. I love it. It's so relaxing, so fun. You know, I think I'm really about to gain the freshman 15, like, which is where I need to check myself, you know?
Because your husband eats late. That's a problem.
Yeah. And like, I eat pretty clean. I'm not like someone that ever goes to like McDonald's or Taco Bell or anything like that. But we sure. No, I haven't had McDonald's in 4 years. Yeah, like, so, and then it's, like, the snacking. Like, it's, like, he always brings, like, these, like, licorices from Costco and, like, these candies. And it's, like, yeah, like, when it's in my face, you don't think I'm going to eat one or two. Like, so it's, like, it's too much. So, like, I need to get back on my grind. That's the only thing that I feel like I'm a little bit not loving is, like, I feel, like, gross a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't like that.
Yeah, and that is, like, a really terrible feeling. I feel like I'm, like, about 45 pounds, 50 pounds right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is not fun.
But no, but, like, that's – you're pregnant.
Whatever. So baby names. We talked about baby names, and I told you guys a story about how my husband loves the name Sophia, and some of you guys were like, oh, well, my kid's name is that, yeah. And it's really pretty, and yeah, it is. I'm not saying that name is not pretty for a middle name, you know, because, again, a lot of you guys had kids named that. It's a very common name, and it's super beautiful, but I don't know, you guys. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see how the baby looks. I feel like it always depends how the baby looks.
Are we not like Team Shiloh anymore? Is that out of the question?
Shiloh is my favorite name ever. And I really wanted that for my son. And my husband was like, it's a girl name too. And then all of a sudden I'm pregnant with a girl and he's like, no, it's a boy name. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So
you guys give her some names, give her some suggestions.
I like classic names, just like very classic, elegant names. I don't like any names like.
I know, but Sloan is not that classic and elegant. It's like unique and sexy. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like, this is no shade to anybody, but I don't like names with at the end, like Bella or Isabella or Gianna. Sophia. And the reason I don't like it is because like it's such a trend and I don't know. I mean, like, I think they're beautiful names. It wouldn't go with my kids' names is what I'm saying. Okay.
Well, those are all Teresa's kids. Melania, Gabriella, Adriana.
I don't like that. And you know what's crazy is my husband loves all of those names. Like he's like, then he's like, how about Arabella? Or how about like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, no. So
if you guys see my list of names, it's the scariest thing because it's very unique, like out of this world.
Give us some of the names that you like.
Mabel.
Okay. Yeah. That's cute. I like that.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Juno.
No, I don't like that. But that's Stage. A very popular name. Oh, yeah. These are very popular names on TikToks. Like,
Yeah. How about Alice? I think Alice is a cute name.
Okay. Well, name your daughter Alice. And
Navy.
Okay. That's enough from you.
Coast.
That's enough. Okay. Anyways. All right.
You guys, if one of you guys are pregnant, name your kids those. Let me know. Okay. Wait, Coast is very beautiful.
I want to know how. Who was it? Was it Jalissa or who was it that got induced? She never updated us on how her induction went.
Oh, yeah. Let us know, girl. What did you name the baby?
Yeah. Okay. Maria.
Someone says.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Black girl healing. Hey, she said, do you all think that something happened between Kyle and Amanda from Summer House off camera, maybe cheating again, that's causing her to openly hate him so much? It's getting awkward to watch. Good question, because I don't think he's cheated, but I really do think what they said is what's causing their like animosity together. It's like them not being able to have a kid. Like there's clearly a struggle of like Amanda being able to get pregnant. And I think that's causing such like an issue with them because maybe they want that, maybe they don't want that, but it's causing like some awkwardness.
What I think it is that I think that he really now is saying like, I don't know if I want a kid right now because it didn't happen when they were trying. So, and he keeps like using the fact that she's not motivated and that like, you know, he keeps like kind of putting her down and she's like, she's like over it and she's having to like prove herself. And it's like, you knew who I was when you married me. I was always like this. So
yeah, that would piss me off.
Attention. Yeah. And I can't wait, Chantel. We have to do a whole episode about Summer House. I cannot wait to talk about Summer House because I think that both Carl and Lindsay are the biggest red flags ever.
No, we really need to watch it because we really need to talk about it because I'm like literally people are like, I can't wait to listen to your Summer House recap.
Exactly. We'll do it on our main platform though because I feel bad.
We'll like upload it either if you're either listening to this maybe the night or Monday.
Yeah. And by the way, you guys, on Tuesday, we're interviewing Peter from Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And the reason that we're interviewing him is because he made headlines after production went up to him and said, hey, we're not paying you anymore, but you can still come back on the show. And he was like, okay, how disrespectful. I've been here from season one. I quit. So one of you actually suggested and said, can you guys get Peter? I was like, oh my gosh, let me DM him. And he was really great. And so we are going to be interviewing him. The hotel that he – or the restaurant that he – Chanel, I feel like our Patreon episodes are so much better than our main episodes. I really do.
Maybe we need to start doing, like, ask us questions on our main.
Yeah, I told you
we have to do, like, two questions per episode because it gets us to be open more and talking more.
Yeah, because I just, like, listen to our Patreon ones, and then when I listen to our main, I'm like – but then people want recaps. I don't know what the world wants anymore. What was I going to say about Peter?
You said hotel restaurant?
Oh, yeah, the restaurant that he was at. Which one was it? I forgot.
Sir?
Okay, so was Sir the one that closed down?
No, Pumped In.
Oh, so Sir's still open?
Yeah, Sir and Villa Blanca are still open.
Okay, so he's like, I hope he's still not working there. Unless managers make good money.
No, they do. Managers make like six figures.
Okay, well, that Chantel, six figures in 2024 $40,000.
No, I know, but like, and a lot of managers, depending on the restaurant, they like do profit sharing with them. Like, if they're like, they do bonuses, they do good things. So, like, yeah, like if that is, you know, a profitable place, I'm sure he's getting some sort of commission for it.
No. Okay. I was reading a question and I go, no.
Oh, I'm like, what do you know? Like, you don't know shit.
No. I was literally reading a question and I was responding in my head, like, no. Maria asked, do you think that the Gorkas will try to make up with Teresa to stay on New Jersey? I know that they and Margaret think they can push Teresa off the show, but they must know that none of them can carry it without her. So the future looks kind of dim without the family dynamic. No, I really don't think that they're going to try to make up. And you'll see on the season, they don't try to make up at all. And you'll see on social media that what Melissa's take is and what she's doing is she's going around saying this is the best season. This was her favorite season of film. And she's basically saying that because she had no interaction with Teresa. So she didn't have to fake or force anything. So that's how she's going to paint this. Like, this was such a great season for her.
Bye. Have fun. Adios.
Exactly. So I really don't think so.
Someone said, since John Fuda requested to be on two T's in the pod, do you know if he also initiated the interview with Kim D? I think he did, didn't he?
I don't know. We should ask him. We
Yeah.
should have asked
I know,
her.
because Kim did make it seem like she's not an interview, like her podcast and stuff is not really about interviews, and she's like, she only wants to be more of her opinion. So I feel like, I don't know, I don't
But I
see her
know
really.
that she reached out to Rich Wakili and Kathy Wakili to do an
Yeah.
interview. So I know that she did that. I think with Jersey, though, she does like want to interview them. And then, so I don't know. But by the
We can
way,
ask her.
yeah, some of you guys tweeted and you guys were like, I was dying when you said that the Kathy Wakili interview with Kim was underwhelming. But I just want to make sure everyone knows that I wasn't saying Kim did anything that was underwhelming, but Kathy, you could tell, was like not going to come in and spill anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't even watch it, but a lot of you guys gave me summary notes of it. So shout out to you guys. Antonia said, do you think based off the reunion that Kyle's going to return? Do you think PK and Dorit are separating or is he hiding from the IRS? I think Kyle will return. I think she's full of it.
Yeah, I think so too. I think, like, to me, if she doesn't return, I think it's don't leave on such like a bad season, like a low season. Like come back and have a good season, a fun season, and then say, you know what, I'm done with the show.
No matter what, I don't think she wants to come back, but she's gonna make headlines in the media with like her actions and what she's doing. So then why not just do the show? And that's the show has helped her gain independence, financially.
Yeah, or like if she does leave, she's probably gonna be gone for one season, come back. You know, it's like it's like two, they're probably gonna get she'll probably realize how much the show actually does for her, and she's gonna realize that she wants to come back. Someone says, hey cousins, can you give me your opinions on the final Miami reunion episode, especially your opinions on Kiki? She definitely has a story to tell. We're gonna talk about it on VIP.
VIP,
So
yeah.
I hope Jessica, you are a VIPer. And if not, just support us for the month, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna talk about Traders and Miami on VIP for this VIP
Oh
episode.
my God, traitors. Like, no, I wish we did that on our main platform because it's so good, but like, you guys
I
deserve it
know.
too. But yeah.
What are your thoughts on Melissa and Marge barely in the trailer? Do you think that means anything?
Yeah, I think it means that they don't have that much to say, but I still think that
I
people.
feel like I saw them a lot.
No, I didn't. You really didn't. I think people think that that means they're gonna have less airtime. I don't think that. I think you're gonna see them in every single episode. They're still gonna have their own storylines. Like, they're gonna still be very much involved in the show. I just think that their stories are just getting so old and boring. And like, they're not gonna make it. One of them is not going to make it. I'm telling you guys that right now.
I feel
They
like
are
though
not returning
with
to season
Melissa,
15.
like you had the scene of Danielle confronting her about Teresa. You had the scene. There was another scene that she was in with Antonia, and then there was like another scene. I feel like she actually kind of made some scenes. I feel
Okay.
like because I even like you guys when I look at it, I was like Teresa should have made more scenes. They like show her just being really mellow and not saying much except crying, and then they're trying to paint the fact that they're trying to paint the trailer of marital issues is by far the craziest thing
And then
ever.
they go and put in the bio like she's in her love bubble. It's like, you guys are seriously
Right.
in
Clickbait.
delulu.
It's literally a clickbait. The fact that they're making it like this season is about marital issues, that's absolutely what doesn't happen on
Which
the season.
like I get sometimes, you know, you want to make it look as much as interesting as possible for people to want to tune in, but it's just like comical. That's why you have us to tell you guys.
Yeah. Burling Jane did say, please tell us Teresa's marriage is going great. Her marriage is going great, you guys. I promise it is going great. I think that even Teresa is like shocked by the trailer, you know, but at this point, are you guys surprised? Every season they have used Teresa as a pawn, or they've like used Teresa to like make a fake storyline or get a bad edit. They always do that. So this isn't really a shocker.
One host next. Okay, girl. What name is that? Okay.
Wait, what? One host next.
Or it says on host next. Or I don't know. Maybe it's a name that I'm not pronouncing right. But it says, John Fuda is so thirsty. It's honestly scary. I was rewatching season 13 and he makes a few weird comments like he said to Rachel, don't you want to check her before we leave? Referring to Jen Aiden.
Ew.
And I know. And when he presented Nate about Danielle calling Rachel a rat, like, girl, you need to stop trying to be so involved. No, it's not okay. It's weird now that the interviews with Kim D and Tamara's podcast. Yeah, we totally agree with you. I think it's really too much. And I think us going hard is because it's not okay. It's like, you need to really take a step back. It's not your show.
Right. Fuda Lips gives me the ick.
Yeah, no, straight up the ick. Like, if this was Love Island, like, he would be off.
Right, exactly. Joe asks, what was a lunch dinner in the trailer where Teresa says don't poke the bear? Not the finale, right? Where does she say that, Chantel? Do you remember?
No.
Was it with like a bunch of the girls? If it was with a bunch of the girls, there's a chance, yeah.
We'll know more when we like see it, obviously. Yeah. More in depth.
Primas. Hi, Erica. She said, Rox, how are you feeling? Well, you know, I'm congested.
How does she sound?
Exactly. I'm fine. I'm just so congested. I sound terrible. I'm sorry. And then she said, Chantel, how's Married Life? We already know. It says, will you girls be attending the live show with Carlos King and Teresa on April 13th in Jersey, or is that too close to your due date, Roxanne? Well, yeah, like I am no matter what, April 5th, like I will have this baby. But it could be anywhere from like March 24th to April 5th. So that's way too soon for me. Okay.
Way too soon. And I have my birthday is April 14th and I have a wedding that day, which is unfortunate for me, but
so I had a wedding, but it got canceled. No, it's okay. I can't talk about it, but yeah. So, anyways,
someone says,
Erica complimented us and we need to read this. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, girls, for always creating a fun podcast and sharing so much of your lives with us and keeping us in the loop with all things Real Housewives Bravo. I know this isn't your full-time job, but you girls truly pour your hearts out as if it were your full-time and only job. Thank you. I love Erica.
Seriously, let's give a virtual cyber hug to you.
Exactly. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Someone says, what happened with Teresa's YouTube cooking show? Just wondering, any word on if Real Housewives of Miami's picked up for another season? They all seem to get along when it comes down to it. I think Miami for sure is going to get a season.
But the ratings suck.
I know. But, like, I still think – I don't know how the production works, but I'm sure it's still
– they need to go back on Peacock.
Yeah.
I would suggest that.
And I think Teresa's cooking show, like, I think she had a lot of things planned out and it's like pre-filmed. So I think she just needs to, like, she's doing, like, she works a lot, you guys. So she's like, House of Villain.
She did a season. So yeah. What it was like, you know, when she does record, it's like they get food for multiple recipes a day and they do it like a couple days, and then, you know, every week they would release an episode. So it's like a season. And then, you know, in between a season is a break. So, I mean, she just stopped filming for it. So I'm sure she's going to take a little bit break. She's still in LA right now. So she's been kind of quiet. Like, you see her post stories, like, of quotes and stuff, but she's been pretty quiet and stuff. And I'm just hoping she's killing it. I feel like she would do so well on House of Villains. You guys watch it. I watched the whole thing and it was so good. Like, it was just funny. So, definitely watch it. I think she's gonna do really good on it.
That's interesting. And I'm sure they can't like make it seem like, do you really believe, we'll talk more about this on VIP. Okay, never mind. We'll talk on VIP. Because I'm like, do you really believe that no one knew about the finale? But yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, because okay. Bianca.
Why? Okay.
You always do that when I'm about to. You guys, someone left us a review on our thing. They were like, I am so tired of how you treat Chantel. It was like four paragraphs. I'm sick of these reviews, you guys. I am.
And they were like, I will be friends with Chantel in real life.
I know. Am I that bad? Like, what do I do? Gosh.
I think you just like bite at me. But like in real life, like I cuss her out.
Exactly. She just like plays the game, you guys. It's all a facade. Like, it really is. Like, she'll literally put me in check and cuss me out. Like, what the hell? So it's just like my real personality reacting. Jesus. Anyways, okay. So it said, did you see that Melissa one TV personality from Bergen County? That girl will always be Teresa's second. And then it goes, did
what
you
is
see-
Bergen County?
Exactly. I don't know, like a city in New Jersey or something. And it's so crazy because, okay, so Melissa, I sound so stuffy right now, I'm sorry. So Melissa, she, when she gets on these things, she hypes herself up more than anyone else. So she's like, I've been reading this magazine since I was a little girl. You've been reading your Bergen County magazine since you were a little girl? Like, no one even reads magazines ever. And that's a lie, you know? And she just wants to hype up the fact that she's on this magazine. Then when she went on the Drew Barrymore show with like 18 other housewives, she's like, I've dreamed of being on Drew Barrymore. Someone told me when I was younger I was going to meet her, and I did. And it's like, Teresa like was on Drew Barrymore by herself, literally didn't even like post any of that. It's just like she hypes herself up. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It said, did you see that Andy Cohen made a comment for her on her behalf for a local award? Yeah, I'm sure they reached out to him, and I'm sure she like texted him and was like, can you please do this? Like, Teresa would never think to do that. That's the difference.
So weird. It's like, yeah. It's like, no, it's giving no. Maria says, why are the New Jersey men filmed? Yes, on the other franchises we see the men, but New Jersey is extremely annoying. The women need to battle it out on their own without their husbands, especially now that Teresa has closed the chapter with the Gorkas. The men should definitely not be invited to the reunion either. As much as Kyle was having problems with Mauricio, he wasn't invited to the reunion. Well, I do think that
Mauricio wouldn't go, though. That's the thing. Yeah,
I do think that some shows, when especially when a lot of the girls are actually married, like in Married Beverly Hills
Medicine.
Yeah, and not even Married to Medicine, the other reality housewife shows, there are shows where the like Potomac, the men come out a lot. And
Potomac, the men come out a lot. No, they don't.
Yeah, do you not remember Chris Bassett? And then when Monique's husband was there,
because they were accused of things that were false.
But like, all the men's came out. You saw Karen's husband, like all the men's, like in the early seasons. It depends on what's happening. There are men that come out. I like that, but it's very minimal, and it's literally like 7 minutes of a 3-part reunion. When it comes to Jersey, I don't like that. It's like a whole show, whole episode dedicated to the men. I do think that's too much. But yeah. I do like seeing the guys. Like, I do think if they're part of the show, they should come out for a little bit, you know, support their wives and be there. And like, you know, it's like a fun moment in the reunion. But with New Jersey, it's too much.
Yeah. I feel like, Chantel, also we should just share this Patreon episode on our main platform.
Okay.
To like give like a sneak peek of what we do on Patreon. That scares me.
No, let's do it. I like that idea. Good job, Roxanne.
Wow. See, now she's acting all nice to me.
No, that is not.
Like, look how
true.
She pops you out. And she's so cute to you. Like, stop. It says, okay, so Gypsy said, okay, I don't understand the way Bravo and production clearly ride for certain people, reframing stories, covering up for some, while painting others in a bad light, not truthfully editing things out constantly. Some would say it's a show and it's about writing, but I don't know. It feels like there's more to it. Wouldn't more people watch if things were portrayed truthfully for everyone? No, I think, honestly, I don't know. I kind of understand why they do it, because it gets people talking. And guess what? Guess what made the most headlines after the trailer came out? Teresa's marriage.
Yeah.
So they just want to cause like hype, and you can't blame them. They all have a job too.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
Sin said, hi, girls. Just wondering if anyone else is sick of Kyle's gaslighting victim mentality and how mean she was mimicking Sutton. Oh, Sin, you might not like me. And did anyone else pick up that when she says she had her 2-year-old birthday party and her child learning how to drive a car and kids going to college, blah, 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 on the show, that it sounded like a lot like what Teresa said on Watch What Happens live to Andy about a year ago. What are your thoughts? Yeah, I think we did say, like, yeah. Teresa already did, like, a moment like that. You had said that, Roxanne. But, you know, I don't think she's that mean to son. I think they have a very close relationship. I think sometimes they fight like sisters. And I think that, you know, sometimes it's deserved on both ends. Like, I think that they can go at each other because I think they are weird to each other. Like, son sometimes is not in reality when she's talking. Or she's, like, only thinking about, no, I don't care. She's only thinking about herself. Like, it's the same scene, like, that one time when they found out Dorit was, you know.
One thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, so why not do it from the comfort of your couch? For me, that's where Thrive Market comes in, the no junk food healthy grocery store that even my kids love, which is a huge plus because my kids are constantly snacking on things. Thrive Market is my go-to for all grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of getting everything online then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver, especially with three little ones and working full-time. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. Not only do I save time shopping as a Thrive Market member, but I also save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time. They even have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands, some being Molly's Suds, which I use for sink scrub, laundry, and Organic Giggles, Fruit Chews, all things my kids love. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/TRH for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/TRH. thrivemarket.com/TRH.
What was that? Burglary, like, she, like, right away made it about herself or something. Like, she's only, yeah, like, ever caring about herself. I've never been a Sun fan, so I'm sorry. But I do think Kyle, like, she can be a little bit, maybe be a little bit more of a victim this season, but she was going through a lot. So
I always have, like, a little soft spot for OGs. I just do. So, I mean, that's where I'm at. Like, we're all, like, be loyal to most OGs, to be honest. And she just happens to be an OG. So
yeah, someone actually commented back to that and goes, Kyle is an OG and I respect that. However, she is very mean to Sun. She grabbed her arm, pointed her finger during Garcelle's party last year, and she does plant seeds, using others to do her dirty work. She did not give Denise a break, insisting Denise be honest about her affair with Brandy. She has a picture and a very racy music video with Morgan. She does not open up like she insists others do.
Yeah. I didn't like Kyle last season with Sutton, and I was like Team Sutton all the way. So I see everything last season. If this was last season, I would be saying all this stuff too.
Yeah. And someone did say the separation will be shared on Netflix, Mauricio's show, not on, it's the same girl. And she goes, not on Bravo, not cool, Kyle. I am really excited to watch that then. So, like, the good job on them, I guess. Cause now I watched for a season cause I wanted to see what's going on. I like the, you know, realtor reality shows, yeah. But
Jimmy said Gia's doing a lot of endorsements and appearances. Do you think that's partly why Melissa doesn't like her? I think that Melissa has always been jealous of Gia, because if you rewatch New Jersey and you see the episodes with, like, Gia and stuff, if you see, like, every time Melissa had, like, a major thing with, like, singing, Gia was performing that too, performing and doing, like, a dance thing at the same place. So if you watch back, it's so crazy how they always had performances at the same time. So I always think that. I always say that Joe Gorga was such a good, like, father figure to Gia all his life. And I feel like Melissa gets so jealous of that, because when she had kids, he was work, and wasn't as involved when they were babies.
Yeah. Like, I think that there's nothing more special than your first, you know, niece or nephew, especially when you don't have kids. So, like, he was not married. He didn't have kids. Was he married, or was he just dating?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. So, like, Gia was his world. Like, he literally, like, that was his world. And, you know, that was their whole family. Like, the parents, Teresa's, like, everyone was obsessed with Gia. She was the first. So, like, he really did have a special bond with Gia. And I think that carried, and she saw that all the time. And, like, she does seem like she's one of those girls that would get jealous and, like, be weird about it instead of being loving like a normal person.
Hashtag
daddy issues.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? What other question do you have, Chantel?
Jessica says, can you explain the money comment that Marge is making?
the money comment that Marge, I actually don't know where that's coming from. I think that that's them trying to spin the narrative.
Yeah. On
Teresa and Louie. And it could, someone did respond to that though. I don't have it in front of my face, but said stuff about, well, you know, maybe because like Louie's a lot of like legal stuff, but regardless, Louie's not using Teresa's money. He does not a penny from her to do anything legally.
Yeah. I think Lee said, what do you think about Melissa bringing up Margaret's marriage? Was that pre-planned? Oh yeah, for sure. Like,
of course. Yeah, they talk about what they're gonna end up like discussing on the show, and they're friends, so they both talk about that beforehand and like what you can say, what you can't say.
Yeah.
So
I think that's it.
Well, we got asked, do the men on Jersey get paid? They're always doing too much. Joe does get paid.
As he should. I think that'd be weird if he didn't.
Yeah. And then do you think Bravo Lover 1, 2, 3, 4 is a good addition? I feel like she doesn't have tough skin to be on the show. She couldn't even handle Fessler being friends with Teresa. If she can't work with everyone, she needs to go. Also, the husband is too thirsty. I feel like he's more of a housewife than her. Heaven, you answered it.
Yeah, and you know what? I honestly think I would like Rachel Fuda more if it wasn't for her husband. Because like we said, she does have like interesting some storylines that could bring. She's a young mom. It can be relatable. We've been wanting to see that. It seems like they have a big family. But it's like your husband is ruining your reputation on the show. Yeah. So like check him and you'll start to gain a lot of good, you know, loyal followers. I promise.
Right. She needs to like move on from that guy.
Well, she just needs to reel him in and say, listen, this is my show.
Yeah. It seems like their whole entire relationship, like that's how it's been, where he does whatever the hell he wants and she can't say shit. So it's one of those. But yeah. Oh, it's Monica did ask, do you think, because Teresa made up with Jacqueline and Kim D, do you think she'll make up with Kathy? In my opinion, no, I don't think she will.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's all we got for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening.
And don't get mad if we post this on our main one. We want more people to join us, join the family, join the cousins team. So I think that was a great idea. And I think we'll do that.
Okay. Hopefully nothing happens because we do that. So I'm over,
I don't think we said anything wrong.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening and being supportive. Have a great day. Bye guys.
Bye guys.